The scene on the floor of the house yesterday was an emotional one, with tears and cheers for Gabrielle Giffords. Sitting in the house gallery watching it all was Mark Kelly. A few hours later, he called it a sad day.
On the other hand, you know, it's a good day for Gabby, where she got to come back on Capitol Hill and vote on her ultralights bill that's going to have a very positive effect on things going on the border. So mixed emotions, I guess, is the best way to describe it.
Sunday's announcement by Giffords that she would resign this week caught many in southern Arizona by surprise. But Kelly says it was far from a snap decision.
As you know, for months and months, you know, the better part of 2011, Gabby's been working really hard with the goal of getting back to work. You know, she wanted to, get back to, you know, her office in Tucson and the one here in Washington, and she wanted to run for re-election and continue to serve in Congress. And recently, you know, she's realized that that's not going to happen, you know, that she would not be able to run for re-election and she would not be getting back to work this year. So the right thing for her to do was to resign and allow somebody else to be elected.
Giffords' resignation means that now Arizona will have a special election to fill the vacant Congressional District 8 seat. But don't be surprised if you see Giffords campaigning for a Democrat vying to replace her.
You know, it's really important to Gabby that there is good representation here in Washington for her constituents. There's a very real possibility that if she identifies the right candidate, that she will endorse somebody and she'll get behind them. So we're just going to have to see how this, you know, plays out over the next couple months.
In the video on Sunday announcing her resignation and again in her official letter giving up her seat in Congress, Giffords talks about someday returning to public service. Kelly says that phrase, public service, was very purposely left undefined.
You know, she doesn't know if she's going to, you know, run for office again. She does know that she'll get to the point where she'll serve the people of Southern Arizona in some capacity. You know, her mom and her sister often tell me that, you know, Gabby was born a public servant. You know, even as a kid, she really wanted to help people. And, I know that she'll someday do that again, but you know, she hasn't made that kind of decision about her future, exactly what she wants to do.
For now, Giffords returns to Houston and her daily routine of rehab. Only at this point, she does it as a private citizen, not a member of Congress. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.